Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 68th week of our look at the book of Genesis. We're in chapter number 50 this week as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So they sent a messenger, probably Benjamin, to tell Joseph that Jacob wanted him to forgive their brothers, the brothers. It was probably a made-up story. It's not recorded in Scripture, I don't know, but I think they probably used the father to play upon Joseph's emotions. They just buried Dad. I can see Benjamin there with this story. Dad said you need to forgive your brothers. Interesting. How can you say no? You know, so whether true or not, I don't know whether it came from Jacob. But notice that Joseph wept as they spake to him through Benjamin and all. Joseph began to weep, not when he had finished, but as he was telling them about this forgiveness and evil and all, that Joseph began to weep. Why? Well, most likely because Joseph wept because the brothers thought that Joseph would enact vengeance upon them for what they had done earlier in his life, not realizing that he had already forgiven them and he already loved them the whole time that they had been there with them after he had brought Jacob and they had come from Israel or Canaan. That whole time Joseph took care of them and provided for them and loved them, and yet still in their mind, after Dad's gone, he's going to do something to us. So Joseph began to weep. Don't you realize that I love you? Matter of fact, notice his response in verse number 19. And Joseph said unto them, fear not, for am I in the place of God? When he says, hey, I'm not God, it's not Joseph's job to speak, to seek retribution or revenge. We read in the New Testament, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay. Joseph knew that principle. But notice also what he said. And I underlined this years ago in my Bible, and to me this is the crux of the whole story. The beginning when they threw Joseph into the pit, up until now, he couldn't understand why. But notice verse number 20. It puts it all into context. All those years. But as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring it to pass. What a thought. And what a mind Joseph got in that spiritual mindset, that what man means for evil, God can turn it into good. What a lesson we could all learn from that. Romans 8:28. We always say it's still in the book. But here's the interesting thing about Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose and all that. We understand that verse. At least we know the verse. Isn't it interesting that Joseph didn't know that text, but he knew the truth? And many of us know the text, but we don't know the truth. Let that one sink in. It's pretty cool. Joseph didn't know that text, for we know that all things worth it, but he knew the principle. He sure knew the truth. And we, as God's people, we sure can quote it. We know the text, but we don't know the real truth of it. Why? Because we worry, worry, worry. Am I talking to the right people? We worry. It's my health. We worry. It's my job. It's my home. The whole game, we worry. But I thought you believed in Romans 8:28. You see the difference? Well, a lot of people know the text, but they don't know the truth. Joseph didn't know the text, but he knew the truth. You see, God sees what we don't see. You see? I'm going to write a little book one day, and that's going to be the title of my book. Okay? With that in mind. Okay? You see, God sees what we don't see. You see? Well, God's got this. Ultimately, our lives are in the hands of God and not of man. No fear what man may do unto me. Jesus talked about this during his own personal ministry. Fear not them that can destroy your body. Fear that can destroy your soul. Well, that's what he's saying. Then verse number 21, I got to quit. We're running out of time. I didn't leave to this day. Look right into verse number 20. To save much people alive. I mentioned this a few weeks ago. That was the reason God allowed all this to happen. God allowed Joseph to be thrown into the pit, and you know the story, I'm running out of time, and God allowed him to be sold into Egypt. God allowed him to go into the prison. God allowed him to go in Potiphar's, you know, all ending into the palace. God allowed all that. Why? So that people could be saved. A famine was coming. God knew, and then Joseph would be in a place of leadership where he could protect that. And boy, there's so much here. Where he could protect that seed that's coming down the line. That seed is Jesus Christ. It's interesting. Well, let me move on. Verse number 21. Now, therefore, fear ye not. I will nourish you and your little ones. And he comforted them, and he spoke kindly to them. He comforted them, spoke kindly, that he took care of them and their families for the rest of his life and for the rest of their lives. And let's finish 22 through 26. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. And Joseph lived 110 years. That was his, he died at 110 years of age. And Joseph saw his Ephraim's children of the third generation, in other words, his grandchildren. And the children also of Machir, the Manasseh, were brought up upon Joseph's knees. Boy, there's something about your grandkids, ain't it? He got to see his grandkids before he died, and maybe even farther generations. And Joseph said to his brethren, I die. And God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land into the land which he sware to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel to say, God will surely visit you and will carry you, and ye shall carry up my bones from hence. In other words, I'm going to die here, but don't leave me here. When y'all leave and go back to Canaan, as God has promised y'all, remember to take my bones from here. Why were they still bones? Because they embalmed Joseph. Because look at the next verse. So Joseph died, being 110 years old, and they embalmed him and put him in a coffin in Egypt. And I got to close, but isn't it interesting that Genesis begins with creation and life, and it ends with a coffin and death? Boy, you could preach a sermon there. It begins creation and life, and the last verse, there's a coffin and death. Well, Joseph continued to live another 54 years. And died at the age of 110. Notice the age of man declining considerably after the flood. Noah, 950 years he lived. Abraham, 175. Isaac, 180. Jacob, 147. Joseph, 110. Most of us lived to be about 70 years of age. If you give longer than that, God's blessed you. But anyway, Joseph made his brothers promise to take his body to Canaan whenever they returned. And they did. They did go back. We read earlier in Genesis where God told Abraham, now your people, your generations are going to live in a strange land among strange people. And he gave him a time. He said 400 years. And they did. And then in the opening book of Exodus, God sent a man. His name was Moses. It was time for them to get out of Egypt and head back to the land of promise. About 400 years later or so, they would carry Joseph's body that he had made them promise, embalmed in a coffin, and they carry, you find it in book of Exodus, they carried him back to Canaan. Our Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, it's been quite a journey through the book of Genesis. Lord, I pray that it's things that we've not just learned and gleaned, but Lord, we can live by and apply to our lives. And Lord, we can be better people. Lord, thank you for your word, for scriptures that teaches us, and Lord, guides our steps. Lord, bless the morning worship hour. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship. God bless you.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now, until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.